Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Sure, my name is Robert Miller. I didn't get your name.
Quay? Q-U-A?
Quay?
Yes, sir.
Spell it again.
Q-U-A.
Wow, that's very unusual. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I received two charges on my Sears card, which we just came home from a vacation. We've been out of the country. And one charge was placed the day before we left, followed up by one, five or six days after, while we were still gone. So someone is fraudulently using my account, which was just renewed. The Sears card was just renewed. So I don't know how they somehow got a hold of the account numbers, but there's a charge for $574 on the 14th. And on the 20th, there's one for $6732, supposedly for a membership. And the one on the 14th was supposedly for a ball cap.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd be happy to take a look at the account. I need you to verify your first and last name and also the full shipping address.
Robert Miller, Post Office Box 753, Big Bear City, California, 92314.
Okay. One moment. One moment, you're going to look over the account, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. I'm still here. So I just want to look back over, come show there was notation. So I show here. Just one moment, still loading.
Okay.
Because I know the last representative probably did, well, you probably have gotten it explained to you, but I have to explain everything. Now, on December the 14th, you paid $5.74 with the MasterCard, and again, $3504. For a Trump 2024 Take America Back hat.
A Trump 2024.
No, it's a Trump 2024. Like for the voters, Trump 2024 Take America Back hat.
Wow, that would be something I would have ordered. Unfortunately, that was the day before I left. So I don't know how that was possible. And, of course, the item is still there's no such item here.
Well, let me just track it. Let me track it because I've been showing here it was shipped on the 14th. And let's see, when was it delivered with your post office? Oh, well, yeah, it says it's, the package is available for pickup at your local postal services.
Really?
Yes, sir, it's a Trump account.
Well, that's interesting. And since the post office is still closed. There was nothing there yesterday, but since it's still closed and won't be open until tomorrow. What about this membership, which is, what, 5 days later, 6 days later?
Yes, sir. So with that Trump hat, it does come with, like, a monthly membership into, like, a discounted membership program for, you know, other, like, items and accessories, where you'll be charged $67.32 each month, but in return, you'll receive a $125 voucher to use, you know, at a discounted shopping store. And whatever items you put in your cart, the voucher will, you know, cover up to $125 of it.
Okay, I guess I can't complete this conversation because, one, I would never join something like this, especially 5 days or 6 days later while I'm out of the country. And probably have to call you back on, when's it going to open? Either Monday or Tuesday when the post office opens again to see if there's such a hat there. I am a big Trump fan, so maybe that's true. But this membership garbage is not going to go away, so I need to get rid of that somehow. And if I can't do it through you, I guess I can do it through Sears and the Federal Trade Commission. So how do I start it with you?
Well, we can just, because you said now we have eliminated the fraud claim. It's a possibility that it's not fraudulent. You still do have an item. So it's not like, you know, you don't have an item that is waiting on you. And also
right.
you still can utilize the voucher. So let me first make sure that the account has been canceled today.
Oh, good.
So just one moment. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So what we can do here, I make sure that the account has been canceled out. Which it has, and also I can provide that cancellation number. And then also, in regards to the 6732, we can do a 50% refund.
A what?
A 50% refund.
Nope. I won't take it. Do you represent this company, this supposed ultimate in demand, or the top consumer company, which Scam Watcher says is a fraudulent company? So do you represent those companies?
I represent the charges of the $5.74 for your Trump 24 hat.
Okay, I don't mind that. I don't mind that if that comes, that's fine. The problem is that this company has turned around and charged me 6 days later while I'm out of the country, telling me that, oh, you didn't remove the check mark we had here for a membership. That's a crock of crap. And if you can't get rid of that charge, that's fine. I won't waste your time anymore. Let me do some reporting now of this fraud and your company, who will not return my money. Let me try the Federal Trade Commission.
So would you like the cancellation number?
Yeah, why don't you give me the cancellation number for which?
It's the full account. Because the $5.74 is associated with the 6732. That's the only reason why they became about, is because that order was placed and the item was delivered, and it was in the terms of the monthly membership for that hat. But as a courtesy, we will fully refund the 6732, and also it does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. And also,
okay.
I do have the confirmation number. It's C as in Charlie, 263-420-184.
2 0 1 C 2 6 3 4 2 0 1 8 4 8 4. Thank you. Q-U-A-Y. Q-U-A. Love the name.
Thank you for
okay,
calling the customer support.
And you're going to get rid of the 6732?
It takes 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.